Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey, everybody, this is the MLB Extras Royals podcast. Tim McMaster here along with Jeffrey Flanagan, our Royals reporter. We are at the winter meetings, Mandalay Bay Resort in Las Vegas. We got some different things to talk to, but on day one of the winter meetings, in the AM as we record this, the Kansas City Royals are winning the 2018 winter meetings, Jeffrey, because they're the only team that's really made a splash so far. It's not official. It will be soon. But Billy Hamilton will be the center fielder.
Wow, we woke up this morning at 7:30, and all of a sudden that news started coming out. And was able to confirm that they're getting close to finalizing that deal for a 1 year, and there'll probably be a mutual option with that deal. And I talked to Dayton just maybe an hour ago, and they're committed to having him be their center fielder next year. So that's going to be an interesting dynamic in the outfield with, you've got Jorge Soler coming back, you've got Bonifacio. They traded for Brett Phillips in the Mike Moustakas trade. They traded for Brian Goodwin. You've got all these outfield pieces. Alex Gordon, six-time Gold Glove winner in left field. So they're going to be dynamic defensively again, kind of the way they were with Lorenzo Cain and Gordon in that outfield. And speed-wise, you know, Dayton loves speed. He loves the motion game. And I was talking to you earlier, and I just envisioned that lineup being Hamilton hitting ninth, which he did in Cincinnati a lot, and then Merrifield, who won the stolen base crown, and Mondesi, who's probably going to win the stolen base crown next year. So kind of a flashback to the old 70s, 80s Royals, where just speed, speed, speed.
It's kind of neat that the Royals have seemingly developed kind of what they are. Yeah. Over the years, the teams that obviously won the World Series, went to back-to-back World Series, was a team based on great defense, great outfield defense, some speed and athleticism, and now as they kind of rebuild a little bit and take their next run at things, it looks like they want to do the same thing.
Absolutely, and that's why I wrote last week that they were interested in Billy Hamilton, because he fits their profile of a type of player. You know, unbelievable speed, unbelievable defense. I think he was fifth in the league in outs above average per Statcast, and that's who they're going to be going forward. And it should be pretty exciting for Royals fans too, because I think when Lorenzo Cain left, a lot of fans kind of missed that guy patrolling center field that got to everything, and that's who they are. This is going to be a game of motion for them, and like Dayton likes to say, you know, speed and defense show up every day, no matter what.
What about the bat for Hamilton? Because that was the one thing that, I mean, it got in the way in Cincinnati. Yeah. You know, he wasn't able to ever really get the bat going. We know that if he can get on base, he can steal bases. And you said it, the defense is always there. But do the Royals feel confident that he can hit enough in that nine hole?
Yeah, I didn't talk to them a lot about that particular issue. It's never been a major concern to them how much a guy, you know, I mean, if he can get on base at a 325 or 330, I think they'd be satisfied with that. You know, Alex Gordon, his offense has dipped tremendously the last 3 years. He still wins Gold Gloves, and he still helps them win ball games. That's how they view Billy, and Billy's got that speed factor too. So, yeah, I think that's a little bit of concern. You don't want a guy coming in with a 280 on base percentage. You know, he's not going to get on base enough. But they feel like when he does get on base, he can disrupt the game.
The other reason that the Reds kind of let him go was obviously arbitration. Right. It was a situation where the money was going to be too much for where they were at. So this works out great for the Royals because they're paying a salary that's going to be less than he would have been making in arbitration.
Most likely. I think it's going to be in the $5 million, $5.25 million range. And that kind of fits their tight budget for next year. They're probably at about 87, 88 right now. They don't want to go much higher than $92 million. So they've got a little wiggle room left to maybe add some bullpen help, but I don't expect another big splash like this one.
So that's the big news for the Royals so far. You mentioned Mondesi, and I wanted to talk about him a little bit because it's funny, he splashed onto the scene, obviously, making his big league debut in the World Series. I think everybody remembers that. But then it's been a slow kind of build since then. Is he ready? He had a great second half. Is he ready to really break out in 2019?
I've never seen a guy with as much talent as he has all phases of the game since Bo Jackson.
Wow.
I mean, he is so lightning fast. He can do so many things acrobatically defensively. And I don't know what the stat is, but like it seemed like every single home run he hit last year was over 420 feet. I mean, from both sides of the plate. So we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. And he didn't become really an everyday guy till late August, early September. And I'm excited to see what he's going to produce over a full season. I mean, people are getting pretty excited. Like, he's going to steal 80 bases. He's going to hit 30 home runs. And all these kind of, I mean, seriously, he hit, 12 or 14 last year in just a limited amount of time. And he's got that kind of strength. He's just a phenomenal athlete. So it's really exciting to see what he's going to be going forward.
Hamilton's going to be the big news here for the Royals. I think we can say from that. There's not going to be another backup big move for this team. But what is left to do for this team as you look ahead?
There's a debate right now going on in the organization about what that might be. I mean, I've asked Dayton about four times in the last 2 weeks about, do you need bullpen help? And he keeps coming back. He thinks he has enough on the 40-man roster right now that he can build a bullpen again like he did in years past. I wouldn't hold it past him, though, with the little bit of money they have left to spend to go out and get a veteran arm. It's probably one of those deals where it happens in January or February, closer to spring training. So when guys are looking around and go, hey, I don't have a job yet. I might have to go for something cheap here. And that's where the Royals will probably step in, and they might get some value there.
Yeah, that's the smart way to do it if you can do it and if you can be patient and do it that way. The Rule 5 draft was gold for the Royals a year ago. That's always how the winter meetings ends. It's Thursday morning for people that are unfamiliar with it, and teams can basically pluck players from other organizations that aren't protected on the 40-man roster after they've played so many seasons of professional ball. The caveat being they have to be up with the big league club for the entire season. So it's a risky move, and teams that are planning to contend generally can't really afford to do it. But the Royals were in a position last year to do it, and they plucked Brad Keller from the D-backs. And amazingly, he basically their best pitcher in 2018. So there's two things here. One is, do they have enough room on their 40-man to try to do that again, because they're picking high in the Rule 5?
They are. They cleared four spots off the roster about a week and a half ago. They did sign Chris Owings last week, and he'll be a backup middle infielder. That puts them at 37. They got three spots open. Depending on when they make the move or make the official Hamilton deal, that would get them at 38. They'd still have two spots open. I suspect that with the number two pick in the Rule 5 draft, you're going to get a pretty good player, somebody that could really stick on that roster for a full season. So I'm guessing it'll be a pitcher, and I'm guessing they'll do it. They might even take another one in the second round of that phase. So yes, they'll be active.
Yeah, and a lot of times that's a way to help your bullpen. If you're a team in the Royals position where you are building, you grab a guy with high upside and he's got to be on the roster. Sometimes you hide them, but maybe you even get good innings.
Well, that's what they did with Keller last year. He was in the bullpen for the first half of the season, finally got his shot in the rotation, and like you mentioned, became basically their best starter.
So what is the story with Brad Keller going to 2019? Because nobody expected to see that. So was it real in the Royals' minds?
We'll find out, won't we? They've got about eight or nine candidates for the rotation right now, and obviously he's in the top three. You've got Danny Duffy coming back. You've got Ian Kennedy. Jacob Junis had a strong finish to the year. A lot of people think that Brad Keller should be the opening day starter. I don't think that's going to happen. It depends on what they do with Danny Duffy and Ian Kennedy. Those guys could also be bullpen options down the road. So I think every hitter I talked to that faced him last year said he was a hard guy to face. I don't think he's going away. I think that stuff's real.
The way the Royals built their championship team was a lot through the draft, obviously. They did a great job. They had high picks. They capitalized. You can't hit them all. But Kyle Zimmer was a guy that obviously a first rounder that they had high hopes for. Injuries, struggles, it's really been tough for him. Not even on the 40-man roster right now. Right. But you said you talked to him out at the AFL.
Yeah,
he's feeling good.
Yeah, I just happened to run into him. I was out there to do some other stuff, and I just was near the clubhouse and said, hey, Kyle, and we chatted for a while, and we just kind of went over. He went to that driveline program in Seattle at the beginning of last year, and I was there. You're only supposed to be there like 3 months. He was there for 6 months, and he said he has never felt this good physically since he signed his pro contract. So he's throwing pain-free, 92, 94, 95 with ease. He expects that velocity to even go up a little bit once he rests a little bit and he gets his strength back. I wouldn't be, and the Royals feel the same way. I wouldn't be surprised if he also makes his major league debut next year, and he could be a guy that helps the bullpen or maybe even the rotation.
All right, Las Vegas is an interesting place for the winter meetings. It's spread out. How you doing with that?
Well, compared to Nashville,
I don't know. That's true.
I mean, it seems like they're always spread out, but yeah, it's just kind of trying to find where your hotel room is. That's the hardest part every day, and working through this maze and the weave. So.
I think it's easier to find the outdoor world here than it is in Nashville. Yeah. That's one, and the biosphere that is Nashville. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the MLB Extras Royals podcast. For Jeffrey Flanagan, I'm Tim McMaster, bringing this to you from the 2018 winter meetings. Join us again next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.